Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. So you joined us today to talk about an asteroid, and this asteroid happens to be?
Chiron.
Oh, okay. So what do you tell us about Chiron?
Sure. I have been using Chiron in my charts for a long time, but my knowledge of Chiron was pretty limited. I knew it was an asteroid, as you were saying, and that a lot of astrologers use it. And I'd often heard it called the Wounded Healer and knew that it was related to some ancient Greek mythology, but I didn't know a whole lot about it. And so I took on a project, I guess about 8 months ago, that I started just sort of reading all the books and articles and watching videos on Chiron. My background is academic. And so, like, when I went to do a research project, we always do what we call a survey of the literature. So what I really did is did a survey of the literature with Chiron to see how astrologers are using it and what the various meanings are, and to determine then how I could use it in my own life and as I consult with clients. So I learned a lot of really cool things.
Okay. And you're here to share some of that with us today?
I am. Thank you. Yeah. Chiron was discovered November 1st of 1977 by an American astronomer whose name was Charles Kowal, just before 10 a.m. And initially, Kowal thought Chiron was an asteroid, but a number of things changed over time, and they began to wonder what it really was. So in December of 1977, it was classified as an asteroid and given a number, asteroid number 2060. However, it started changing in its appearance over time. And so in the 1980s, Chiron had developed a tail, and so it was reclassified as a comet.
Really?
Today, it's, if you go to the NASA website, it's still classified as both an asteroid and a comet, but it's more correctly now called a centaur, which is a hybrid object. So it's part, they actually call it a dwarf planet or a planetoid, which is a subcategory of asteroid, plus part comet. And I'll go into that more when we talk about the astrological meaning of Chiron, but I thought that was fascinating that it actually has multiple roles even in the sky, and it has different appearances depending on where it is.
Which would kind of tie into the centaur being half man, half horse. It's half...
Exactly.
Half asteroid, half comet.
Yeah, yeah. Did you have some other introductory remarks you want to make, or shall
I... No. Keep it rolling.
I have a few slides for those who are going to watch this on video, and so I wanted to put that up for you. So what I thought I'd generally cover today is kind of the history of Chiron through its astronomy, as well as the mythological stories of Chiron and some other just things that were going on in history when it was discovered, and then talk about some key words for Chiron, what its astrological meaning is, and really how you might start to think about it in your own chart and in the charts of other people if you are working as an astrologer.
All right.
So we already talked just a little bit about the astronomy of Chiron. Like I said, today it's known as a hybrid centaur, as well it's also considered to be a Kuiper belt object. There are hundreds or thousands of these Kuiper belt objects, which are objects that are in elliptical orbit around the sun, part of our solar system. And generally they are between Jupiter and Neptune's orbits. Chiron's specific path connects, it goes just inside of Saturn's orbit and then out to Uranus, past Uranus. So it's very elliptical, right? Like an egg. Sometimes it's closer to the sun and sometimes it's very far away.
Is the Kuiper belt the same thing as the asteroid belt?
It is an asteroid belt, but then there are other asteroids further on out, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So there's both. But yeah, I think it was called that for a long time, and now I guess Kuiper was a person's name, and I didn't bother seeing whose that was, but it is called a KBO or Kuiper belt object. Okay. What I thought was sort of cool is it's essentially a ball of dirty ice. And so when Chiron is closer to the sun, So it's within the path of Saturn. That's when it starts to melt and it develops a tail. And then as it orbits further away from the sun out towards Uranus, it sort of freezes back up and the tail goes away.
Hmm.
So that when it was first discovered, it was tailless. And then within 20 years, it developed a tail. And now I believe it's tailless again.
So so the tail appears, disappears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which you can imagine that made it very confusing for astronomers. Like, what is this thing?
Is that a 20-year process?
No, it's longer than that. But, well, the whole orbit of Chiron is about 50 years.
Okay.
49 to 51 years. So it does take about 20 years to develop and then go away and then fade again, right? Because it's about 25 years on either side.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.